So I think it's important to distinguish between three things, actually. Absenteeism, when someone is physically absent, so they might be at home due to being booked off, or they might be admitted in a clinic or a hospital or something. Then you have people that's just not mindful. They're busy multitasking at work, you know, busy on technology devices, or just busy with other things than what they should be busy. That is not presenteeism. Presenteeism refers to that being present at work, but not being productive due to either illness, injury, stress, or burnout. So there's a very clear cause, either physical health or mental health, being at work, but not being productive.
And how big of a problem is this, where you find people are really suffering from mental health problems, but they still show up at work and as a result are not being as productive as they should be?
So there's a few ways how we can look at the cost. And often when we talk about cost, we talk about direct cost or indirect cost. And what is interesting, these calculations that have been done based on 2016 data that we've extrapolated to real-time financial figures, that we found that absenteeism, so when you're not at work, cost the organization roughly 14,000 rand per employee per year. Whereas presenteeism, so being there but actually not being able to work productively and fruitfully or making mistakes, costs 7 times more, almost 100,000 per employee per year, which is then costing the economy 4.2% of the GDP. Now, the problem is even worse than only direct financial cost. If we think in terms of the current economic climate, where there's a lot of financial constraints and pressures, people at the lower income scale, where it's day wages or contract workers or no work, no pay, tend to show up for work. But they might also be the people that's long-distance drivers or work with dangerous equipment, so which can lead to fatal accidents. And how do you measure the loss of a life? At the same time, you can see people at the executive level or the C-suite employees, which is a decision-making capacities, which take bad decisions because they're not able to concentrate or not able to look objectively at information to take the best decision for the organization, which can then, again, have huge implications for both finances but also for people.
Now, Prof, are corporates aware enough of the business losses due to an unproductive workforce, even if they do come to work?
No. I think, as you've mentioned, that presenteeism is not a term that's frequently spoken of. I think if you're working in mental health, you might be more aware of it. But organizations is not so much aware. They might just refer to people being unproductive or not performing, but not understanding what is behind it. And the problem then is also people then whip the people. So you see someone is unproductive, so you start to micromanage them and you start to clock hours. And you actually measure them bum and seat or hours behind the computer instead of measuring productivity and outputs. So by not being aware that physical work hours don't translate into productivity, you might actually then amplify presenteeism because you might force the people to be online extended periods, for example, if they work from home or remotely. And also when they're in the office, you might expect them to come in earlier, leave later, and you might even role model that negative and toxic environment of where we do not actually care about outcome and productivity, but only in terms of the amount of hours you spend at work, whether you're well or unwell.
What then would you say should be the best response from line managers?
The very, very first thing is to just be aware of it and then to have one-on-one conversations with someone. If you see that someone is maybe the performance is dwindling or that you expect someone not doing well, have a conversation. Make sure what is going on. Sometimes it might just be a practical difficulty or a challenge in their life that they have, but it might be that their mental health is not what it should be, that they are taking strain. In addition to the one-on-one check-ins, it's really to review sick leave and absence policies and procedures to make sure that people don't feel that they are being punished when they're absent, that they understand how sick leave is working, maybe consider the addition of a mental health day when someone needs it, and also to role model healthy behaviors and work-life balance. Make sure that you log off at the end of the day, that you do not have extended working hours and other people think they need to do the same. And respect someone's personal time and their off duty hours and not intrude on those. By modeling healthy and balanced behavior, we can actually make it easier for our employees also to look better after themselves.